Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
Hey, Teddy, how are you?
I'm good. I got your email. So, yeah, I want to just kind of go through that with you. You have a second?
All right. I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, let me just pull that email up and see the questions that you had. Let me see.
Yeah. So, I can just walk you through it. So, like, the first question that I have, yeah, like, yesterday we talked about the, you know, like, what would happen if it goes over 25 or over 20 tons. And you mentioned that, you know, sort of like the variable cost will be the transportation of the contaminated soil and the clean fill material, but I just wonder if there was anything else that will increase the cost of the quote by any, like any other variables that will make it higher.
So there's three line items that we have to be concerned about if we go over 30 tons of soil. So the first one would be the waste classification sample. So that's going to increase an additional $600. That's what the facility charges to bring in additional soil over 30 tons. It's a one-time charge. So, I mean, it could go up to 500 tons and there's no additional fees. But if it's over 30, they will charge us that additional fee. So that's one variable. And then the two other variables is the soil disposal at $75 a ton and then the clean fill at $25 per ton. So whatever that tonnage is, if it's 40 tons, we're going to bill you for that exact tonnage for removal and replacement.
Got it. Okay, so it's just the waste classification. So it would be like an additional 600, so it would be like a total of 1,095.
Exactly. That'll be the exact, yeah, exactly, yep.
Okay. And so and I noticed, for example, the, you know, like all of the costs of the excavator and the trucks and everything, I assume that's for the day, right? So what happens if we have to go to, you know, if this takes more than one day, will that be like an additional cost of all of that, or is that's all for the job?
No, yeah. So it's the open-ended contract is time material. I could tell you that about 90% of our jobs we finish in one day. It's very rare that we have to return for a second day or a third day. I mean, it does happen, but it is very unusual. And we are capable of removing. And this is a question that is a good question because there's some companies that they mobilize with really small equipment, so they can only take out, let's say, 30 or 40 tons of soil in a day. And then they want to charge you for a second and third day. We don't operate like that. We mobilize to your house. We have the capabilities of moving, depending on the access, anywhere between 100 to 150 tons in one day if we have to. Obviously, you know, we're not taking that out if we don't have to, but we have the capabilities of doing that amount of soil in one day, which is a really a lot of soil.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're not looking to, you know, milk the job and have it run into a second or third day. That's the last thing we're trying to do. And our guys work from basically 7 a.m. till, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night to sundown. And a lot of companies, again, same thing. 2 o'clock comes around. Oh, we're 8 hours. We're leaving. We're going to come back tomorrow. We don't play that game. We work until basically the facility shut down, which is about 4:30, 5 o'clock. And then we could be on site for another 2 hours finishing up.
Okay, got it. So basically what you're saying is that, you know, the 8,500 quote is really for, okay, so it's for one day of work for 20 tons, and you know, and then it will increase depending on the tons of soil that you take out in the waste classification. But then if it takes up to 150 tons to take out in that one day, that remains, like all of the other costs remain the same. Like
exactly. The only variable that will be is the soil itself. That would be the only variable cost in that. Yeah, exactly. So, and then if it does so happen that, you know, we wind up pulling 100 and something tons and we have to come back to backfill or something, then there will be some additional fees for the equipment and the labor.
And what would be those fees? Like the...
So you're looking at, you know, again, it depends. If we're just backfilling the hole, let's say we got all the contamination out the first day and now we, you know, it wind up being a, you know, 100 something tons and we have to come back to backfill. Well, we're not charging you for a subsurface evaluator because he's the guy who does all the samples. So that would have been done the first day. You would have a field foreman, environmental technician. You'd have the service truck. You'd have the excavator, those line items.
Okay, got it. So basically everything, the excavator service throughout the field, vehicle. Okay. All right.
And again, it's very rare. I mean, it would be, I mean, and we'll know by 11 o'clock the day we come out to do it, but typically by 11:30, we know, you know, how extensive it's going to be. Majority of the time, we get all the contamination out by noon, and then the afternoon, we're filling in the excavation. We're done.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm just trying to prepare for a worst case scenario. Hopefully, that doesn't actually happen. You know.
Absolutely. No, I get it.
So the other thing is that, you know, in the very rare case, hopefully this doesn't happen, that this is, you know, this is looking to be, you know, over 100 tons of soil, you know, depending on how you guys are looking at that. You know, because we have a budget for this, right? So like the 8,500 is really just about the top of what we can actually, you know, afford to spend on this. So like if it goes for another, you know, $2,000 or something like that, I mean, that's doable. But if it goes way, you know, above that, you know, it will be hard for us to be able to cover that. Is there any way that, you know, we can assess how, you know, the tonnage that you guys are taking and be able to like stop at some point if it goes beyond something that we're able to, you know, to actually, you know, cover?
Absolutely. Yeah. So here's the thing. So if you say to me, okay, Teddy, I got, you know, $10,000 is the absolute max, and that's, let's say that's 40 tons of soil, whatever that calculation comes out to, which is roughly about two trucks of loads of soil. So once, if I know that, once we get to that point on the job, let's say I'm out there and we get the one truck out and we say, oh, you know what, it still looks kind of dirty. Let's say we make a decision together on site. Do you want to take another truckload out? And you agree because you see the soil, you smell it. The geologist on site says that we should. So we take out that second truck. But now you tell me, okay, I'm maxed out. I don't have any more funds. So we can sample the excavation at that point and backfill the hole, finish all the site work. Now, even though those samples are going to have an odor to it, you know, because obviously, I mean, unless they're clean and obviously we know it's finished, but if it's not, we could still stop the job and say, all right, let's take the samples anyways and let's backfill the hole. Let's see what those lab results are, because even if it's contaminated, as long as it's under the level of acceptable limits, we can close it out and we could absolutely stop the job at that point. Now, I can't guarantee that it's going to be, those samples are going to be clean and you're going to pass, but we can stop the job at that point. Absolutely.
Yeah, because exactly. So what I was wondering, because you know I want to get this done, but obviously I don't want this to be like a $20,000 job, because I don't think we can afford that. But what I would say is that I would want to be able to say, okay, so if we can, you know, if we at some point we realize that it's going to go be, you know, above what we're, you know, able to pay, stop it at that point, and maybe we can, you know, finish it up, you know, in a year or, you know, 2 years from now. Is that something that
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully, you know, again, like, I mean, I've had this happen in the past where, you know, customer tells me I have a limit, we stop and we take our samples even though they're dirty, and they come back and they're passed and they're under the limits, and then the client's finished 100%. So that's capable. Now, let's say worst case they don't pass. Yeah, you're not under any kind of time frame where you have to then finish it in a certain time frame. You could tell me, hey, Teddy, I got to, you know, save up some money when I have another couple thousand dollars to complete it. You know, I'll let you know. And the thing is, at that point, let's say those five or six samples comes back and only one of them is over the limits. Well, I'll be able to come back to you and tell you, hey, we only have one area that we have to dig out. It's this one sidewall. So here's the estimate to do that to come back. And at least you'll have an idea what that additional cost is going to be. And then you can determine on when you're going to have us come out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, great. I think. Oh yeah, and the other question is the 400 check to the treasurer. That's on top of the $500 prep fee, right?
Yes, that's a separate check that at the end of the project, you're going to cut a check directly to the treasurer of State of New Jersey. You're not going to send it to them. You're going to give it to us. We're going to attach it to your report, and we're going to send that to the state once the project is 100% complete. So until that report is finished and we're 100% ready to submit it to ask them for an NFA, that check is not due. So don't send them any money. Don't do anything until the final report is done, and then we'll tell you what the process is from that.
Oh yeah, so that's another question. If for whatever reason we don't happen to finish the job this time around because, you know, it goes above what we're able to pay, so that all of these fees around the action report and everything, that wouldn't take place, right? Because that only happens when it's done.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So you mean, you know, you could hold back that money. So, you know, initially how it works is a 50% deposit. So we take that 50% deposit, we schedule you, we come out, we do the work. If there's a situation where, you know, one of those samples is not clean and you tell me, hey, I can't finish this, then yeah, you don't have to pay. You could pay the balance minus the report and, you know, and the reporting fees. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. All right, Terry, thank you so much for the information. I really appreciate you taking the time to walk me through this.
Any other questions, you let me know. I mean, we're scheduling about a week and a half out right now. So as soon as you give us the green light, I'll get you scheduled in right away.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too.